Quit your fucking job. Jump off a fucking building.
I hate that motherfucker. You're so perfect.
You're a fucking lazy, fat motherfucker that can't lift any bags of clothes. Pretty much is what the conversation...
Oh my god.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josiah Sinatra.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. I'm here with the crew of
Adam Garza.
What's up, Sadie? That's me.
What's up, Sadie?
I looked at you.
This is Josias. You guys can find us on Twitter at
Mem the Beaner,
at El Sadie,
and at the number four, the villain. Sadie, good to have you back home.
What's going on, brother?
How you been, dude?
Good. You know, working.
Yeah.
Taking care of family. Same thing.
Cool. Sounds good, man. When does your wrestling season start up again?
We're going to start up probably like in late November, but right now we're going to start some preseason stuff soon. But
nice. Tournaments?
A little bit. Trying to get them going, get them warmed up.
That's good.
Yeah. You said you guys have...
You gave prep talks like you just gave me to the...
You can't hack it. Quit while you're ahead.
Fucking end my life now. You know, I have to do some rethinking of my life. Choices.
Life goes.
Your Olympic lifting days are over.
Pretty much, dude. Mr. Olympian over here, man. Cool.
Adam, I was pretty strong in high school.
You were actually, dude.
I was.
You were.
I was benching over.
How many plates did you pick up?
I was benching three plates.
Three plates of spaghetti.
I had the meatballs, about 300 pounds.
Oh, man, you're good to have you back. Adam, how was your weekend, man?
It was all right. I worked, watched fucking college football games.
Yeah, I missed the UCLA and the other one, actually.
Fucking USC loss, that's good.
I had a barbecue with my softball team, so that was cool. Speaking of, dude, trip out. Went to a barbecue with my softball team. One of the girls, our pitcher, Claudia, her husband... met him a few times, never knew homeboy wrestled before.
What's your name?
So, his name is Carlos. Last name, I forgot, but...
You wrestled Santa Ana?
No, not for Santa Ana. He went to, not El Medina High School, I forgot which high school too, but funny...
Do you want some or what?
No, that's the cool thing, dude. We start talking, and I'm like, holy shit, you graduated in 97, I graduated in 98, but he knows your error. He's like, fuck, so you wrestled with the Morales brother. It was pretty cool, dude. I'm like, all right, man.
I heard those guys were tough.
Yeah, man, back in the day.
I heard some other stuff about
deviancy.
Yeah, man, always cool, though, to get some love, man, for the team. Did you guys catch the Tough Enough?
No, I still haven't.
It was good.
I think Gilbert's going to be a great coach, but yeah,
all chicks.
Andy Pettit and Gilbert Melendez, our boy.
Yeah, and Anthony Shields was there.
Oh, Anthony, yes.
Shield was there.
Yeah,
well, Gilbert has a good training squad that he comes with. So
he does.
You know, you have the Diaz brothers, you got Jake Shields. You still have all of his striking coaches, so it's
exactly
a good crew that he has.
Yeah, well, he's going to do coaching great again, but his squad doesn't look as strong as us.
That's what I heard,
dude. His number one. They did in
first
ranks. They
took her out, right?
Yeah. Ranked number one. Ranked number three.
Yeah, they're doing the rankings now.
Lost
the
rank 15, 14.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Wow. So it's going to be interesting the way they're going to work the whole seating system, but we still wish Gilbert the
people
best.
Step up, man.
Yes, it's very true.
The rank three chick, dude, she looked buff, man.
Yeah, dude.
And the other girl looked like a kind of like a regular mom.
Yeah.
And just took her down, dude, and fucking beat her ass.
Nice.
You can't knock it, man. You can't judge a book, man.
So I was surprised. I was like, fuck.
Yeah. Cool. All right, let's get to it, CD. You got some love this week, dude.
Oh.
Yeah, no one knew you were going to come on the show, yet you're getting love for it. Right. Which this one's pretty cool, dude. This one, we've interviewed Homeboy before. He's a writer for Zombie Outlaw. His name is Captain_Midnight on Twitter, and you got yours right here. Right. His name is Adam Blackmoon, again, Brian Apodaca. He says, at For the Villain, you've got to check in with @L_Sadie after Foxcatcher comes out. See if he finds the wrestling scenes accurate.
Yeah, you know what? I've seen the previews, and I'm trying to see more and more of it.
Yeah.
And I mean, those are great. There's got some good actors there.
Yeah. Mark Ruffalo.
That guy. That guy's gonna be good. I seen the previews of what he's gonna look like.
He looks similar. He looks like him. Yeah.
The one that I want to see is what's the character?
Channing Tatum.
The other guy. The other guy with the
Carol? Steve Carell.
Steve Carell. He looks good. As that John DuPont.
John DuPont. That's
John
a thing,
DuPont, dude. I remember when I was in high school when they shot him. Mm. I mean, they stopped the whole tournament. We were wrestling in 1996. They stopped the tournament, and everybody just stopped what they were doing, and then they did like a moment of prayer. Yeah, man, it's good. I'm looking forward to seeing this movie.
It's going to be an intense movie, I think, but as not just as far as the wrestling scenes, but I mean, it's like you said,
people that are not even wrestlers are looking forward to this movie.
Yeah.
Because I mean, Steve Carell looks creepy too.
Mm-hmm. That's the weird
and
thing.
If that John DuPont, man, that guy was
not all there.
He was a creeper too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So much love to Brian Apodaca. Thanks a lot, homie. Actually, he used to wrestle too. I think he was a coach somewhere. Yeah, so way cool cat, but
I added him on Twitter recently too.
Right on,
talking back and forth too. Yeah,
right on, very cool. Next one's gonna be from Five in a Shoe Nez. We haven't heard from her in a while. At Comic Sync One, at Mem the Bean Rep for the Villain, Ray Rice on your Jesus shit list.
Yeah, of course.
So
yeah,
all right.
Well, don't say that.
I know, right? Well,
I can never hit anybody like
exactly. Nah, he totally jacked her up.
I tell somebody,
my fantasy football team. No,
I'm just kidding. You know, one of the listeners, I want to say is the one that says Nez or something.
Yeah,
she put up a picture that said, "I just got my brand new Ray Rice shirt, jersey, and it's a wife beater."
Oh, there you go.
That I think it was her. I want to say it was her.
It's got to be Nez, dude. And then she gets.
I just got my Ray Rice jersey.
She gets back to us. Do you know what? I'm sorry. Do you know what it means when I fucking makes you uncomfortable? # It means you're getting old. Last week we were talking about getting I fucked. I went to a barbecue and some girl totally I fucked me. So literally, fucked you with her eyes. She, without even
she
making a move.
She was staring, and you just got hard.
Was she hungry or what?
Yeah,
she was little
hungry.
Hairy? Hefty
dick,
you
dude.
Was she hefty?
No, she was a cutie. That's what I told Adam. Like she was a little cutie, but she was.
She's like 16.
Yeah.
Yeah. 18.
Just graduated junior high.
Yeah. So I felt odd. If anything, dude. So it's all good. I thought that was funny. Thanks, Nez. Next one's gonna be from at Geek and Fam Cast. It's Geek and Family Podcast at Comics and Get One at Mem the Bean Rep for the Villain at Sam's the Geek. You're all are the bomb. Shout out to you all in our next episode for all the love you've given. So that's Sam. He's the host with his kids, actually.
Oh, the three kids.
Yeah. So next one is actually from Sam. Sam's the Geek. He's Sam Shell at Comics and Get One. Thanks for the shout out. I would love to Skype in with y'all. Those are my sons on the show, by the way. It is PG, but I'm not. And then it says # I'm a grown ass geek.
Okay.
So, I mean, again, he does a podcast with his kids, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
And you shooting the shit with your friends is always fun, but I guess if you got kids to shoot the shit with, you know, talk video games and shit.
I don't know if I could bring my kids in the show.
Well, no, because we fucking cuss too fucking much. Yeah. Not this one. Next one is going to be at Frank Branches. He's Wicked Branches. He says, have you guys read the Image comics title Severed?
Yes, I have.
Okay. If not, it's pretty rad. Love the show, dudes. Yeah, Severed, how you want to talk about it real quick? I haven't read it, so
the guy fucking looks like Wolverine.
Is that the one you keep reviewing?
Yeah, I think that's Severed, right? It's the right one, mm-mm. Right? What the hell is
that one? That one is the one where there's like
a spread?
Yeah, there you go. That one's spread.
Oh, okay, then I haven't read Severed.
Okay. Thanks, Frank. We'll look into that. Apparently none of us have read that. Next one's going to be an interesting question for both of you guys. At Lupe 01219 hit us up last week.
Oh, wait, it's Severed from the old school. Is that, what's his name? The writer for Batman.
Oh, yes, Snyder.
Snyder.
Scott Snyder,
I did read it. Yes, I did read it. It was a really good, it's a real spooky.
I hear it's good, and
it takes place, like, it's a guy telling his story. He has an arm missing, so it's kind of a mystery how he lost the arm. It's about a serial killer.
Mm-hmm. In the woods? Or?
No, like in town. Like he picks people up and just fucking murders them.
All right. Well, yeah, Scott Snyder, his writing, when he writes trippy, freaky, it's pretty good anyways.
Yeah.
But here we go for the question, dude. At Lupo12219 says, for the villain, you've dated many. Which one is the best category? So let me ask you guys. She sends a picture with the following. Who should you date? 18-year-olds. Thinks it's awesome you own your own car. Thinks it's cool you have your own place. Loves drinking with you. Compares you to the boys who live with their parents. Plays Xbox with you. So that's 18-year-olds.
Okay.
Next one's going to be girls your age. Wishes you drove a better car. Complains about how messy your place is. Wants you to buy her a drink, then leaves you at the bar. Tells all her girlfriends everything about you. Hates when you play Xbox more than anything in the world.
Jesus. That's like the second one. Questions here,
the dude. Third one, I'm just this type of guy anyways. Older women. Makes more than you and doesn't care. Makes you drinks. Loves how energetic and healthy you are. Compares you to her husband, who has long stopped paying attention to her. Then last one, massive sex drive. fuck the Xbox. I thought that was funny. I have a thing for older women now. That's just me, but
I've always have.
Yeah, see?
I always have.
All right.
That's, yeah, me too. That's,
yeah? That's a safe bet. You told us a story. You dated a 41-year-old, too, so...
Oh, I did, so. Yeah. Oh, it was a couple dates.
No, oh, there you go. Well,
it was awkward.
Yeah. I mean, 2 decades or so.
I mean, you opened the door, and the daughter's hotter than she is.
There you go. That was a funny story, was, by the way. And then her gangster son was dogging you?
The gangster son was dogging me.
Nice, dude.
The fucking dog wouldn't leave me alone.
No, oh, that's your best date ever, man.
You went to junior high with that guy, that's why.
Pretty much, dude. Yeah. The next one's going to be from @PiggyMouthCheryl. She says, #ThunderPuss. Listen to episode 58, Hands Hands, from @ComicsNuggetOnce, @Stitcher, @MMTheBeaner, @ForTheVillain, and drops her Stitcher link. So,
thank you.
She's always dope. Getting back to us. Next one's going to be @OneYourBadGirlLisa. @ComicsNuggetOne. Ooh, Adam, you're going to hate this one. Sadie, jump in. Oh. @ComicsNuggetOne. I love my Patriots, but sorry, @MMTheBeaner. I am with @ForTheVillain. Tom Brady sucks dick.
How can he be a Patriot fan and fucking say that? I don't understand. Understand. Like, oh, I love Patriots, well, but fuck Brady and fuck
I'm a Steelers
Belichick.
Fan, but I hate fucking
maybe
man.
He's they're separating
Brady. Game. Brady can only throw to whoever catches it. He can't throw and catch the goddamn ball too.
Maybe he doesn't like the way
you sound like his wife.
His I'm wife just, tells
it,
him
that's
what
his wife right. said. Hey, yeah. You know what? This week though, totally different story. All you motherfuckers made fun of me last week, and all you motherfuckers lost this week.
Adam got sour last week, but yeah,
lost.
We were giving you
Steelers lost. Fucking
balls.
Niners stuff. Kaepernick sucked. Well, cool. Big. Fucking thing. We'll bigger than his fucking
scores.
Nose.
We'll go over the scores.
So, Serge?
Dick nose.
Yeah, dude.
Capper dick.
Oh, man. This next one's going to be from @McCanavan, Mark Canavan. He says, follow Friday @SpikyFreakStew, @AndrewJShirley, @Nemu_B, @GothicaManga, Mangaka, @ForTheVillain, @MenTheBeaner, #NerdBong'sOwnJusticeLeagueDark. So
oh,
that
okay.
was pretty cool. Thank
That's
you
cool.
for the retweets and plugs. Next one's going to be from @ComicSyndicate. @ComicSyndicate2. No, @ComicalPodcast. Timigo Garza hits us up yesterday, I believe. @ComicSyndicate1, @MemTheBeaner, @ForTheVillain. Great episode.
Straight. Okay. Plan yeah, simple. That's my lost
cousin.
Cousin in
your brother?
In Texas.
Next one we got from today @Johnny_BITW, Johnny H, dude. I feel bad for him, first of all. We went to, oh, Sadie, fucking, we got hooked up with the GameStop Expo.
I saw that.
Technically,
I
you saw can it. Jump in with us, homie. You're part
I saw
of the show.
I would have kicked your ass in Street Fighter.
No,
just
dude,
so you
no.
I
all the Capcom versus whatever, that's me too. Right
no.
now.
Would you use controller people. Or do you use the fucking pad?
I could use any of them.
You use
right.
I like using the pad.
I grew up on the joystick.
Yeah,
come on,
exactly.
man.
Now, okay, funny thing you mentioned, though, because they
games
have...
Games changed since then, bro.
There's,
it's
like all
I
right, said,
man.
I'm
hey,
fucking
hey, saying. I play
like,
the old-fashioned way, and it
yeah.
still wins.
Right.
It still wins. You do your fancy moves. I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
I'll wait. I'm going to give you a little roundhouse.
Exactly.
A little uppercut. Wait.
Yes.
Wait.
Jab, 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 throw.
Whatever, dude.
Funny
no, I don't do that. I don't do that. Yeah. I'm classier than that. Come on.
No, it was cool, man. You would have dug. Apparently, we're not gamers anymore because we got handled. We played the new Destiny game that everyone's all wet about. It's fucking...
It takes a while to get used to controls.
Yeah, of course. But 12-year-olds were just destroying us.
Some of them are the sensors. You turn really fucking fast.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a first person.
Yeah, so it was graphics are great. If you like Halo, you're gonna like that game. We played some computer game. I don't recall what it was, like Kingdom something.
Oh, Heroes! It's a new Blizzard game. It's kind of like League of Legends.
There you go. Don't know what that is either, but
it's
that was
game.
Pretty. That was fun, dude. That one was probably my favorite game. And then just destroying kids on Street Fighter was fun. So, and you little Asian kids got anal, dude. Because I would be like, wow, good job. You know, like that was a great 1,000-hit combo
like,
you got me on.
Fuck you.
And then I used Guile and just started raping kids after that, dude. Next one, the last one. Actually, this is Johnny. So they gave us a $5 gift cards for Xbox Live, and put it on Facebook. I never do. I'm like, all right, first person to hit me up gets 2 free $5 gift cards. Homeboy's from London. This guy, Johnny, and I sent him, took him a picture, DM'd him the codes. He hit me up the day after. He's like, because I'm in London, Xbox told me it does not work out here.
Oh.
So I guess they did what they have. Send
him a $5 bill.
I know, right, dude.
Like 3.1 pounds.
There you go. I don't know. I don't know the convergence like that either, man.
Some fish and chips, dude.
Yeah. There you go. Next one, though, he hits us up today. He says, @ForTheVillain, dude, do you think a lot of your @ComicsNuggetOne list would be WWE fans? I want to promote an upcoming WWE film. I used to be a huge WWE
wrestler.
I was a WWF fan.
F, exactly.
WWF, yes.
Yeah. WWE, not so much.
We used to have fucking tournaments at your house on
yeah,
Monday
that was
night.
Pretty
all of us, dude. Like,
thumb wrestling or so?
The one we were big on was the WCW versus NWO.
We used to have tournaments, homie.
Yeah.
The video game ones?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Shit.
Yeah. In Street Fighter 2, man. We used to roll kids.
You don't want, man. I'm
we got to set up a date.
We're going to have to set up a fucking day.
Yeah, I'm down with that, dude. And then our last one, dude. These are probably the best compliments I love, dude. So we haven't heard from Ed in a while, dude. He's at AussieYugiEd on Twitter. He says, my life has been shit for the past 2 months, and I haven't listened to Comic Syndicate 1. So that's not the part that I love.
Jesus.
That's not the part I love,
I love
dude.
That part. My fucking life sucks.
He's like, no, well, let me finish. You listen to, haven't listened to, one more time. My life has been shit for the last 2 months, and I haven't listened to At Comic Syndicate 1. I'm now catching up on the last 8 episodes. And he gets right back, and he says, I can always count on At For The Villain and At Meb The Beaner to cheer me up. Thank you, At Comic Syndicate 1.
Oh,
so,
cool,
those are the compliments that I'd
if we can make people's life not suck, I'm happy.
yeah, exactly, dude. Okay, man, that's about it for Twitter love we got. We can discuss some football games. Adam destroyed me. You had 5 wins. You had 6 wins. I had 5.
That's how we do it.
Did you guys see any of the games, CD?
Not many. Lately, I've been doing a lot of family stuff. As soon as Friday hits, man, we're out the door.
That's good, man.
I see you wearing your...
I'm wearing my Eagles.
Your Eagles jersey today. Yeah, 107 degrees. And you're getting a cold, dude. You're gonna be stuffed up. You're gonna be sweating.
Man, no, it's all
right. All right, okay. Nice, we'll see how Eagles do today. They're playing Luck.
Yeah, dude, they're playing Andrew Luck. Dude,
Luck's pretty good. He started coming back in last week.
We'll see.
Your guys' defense is actually pretty good, so it should be an interesting game, dude. We'll see. I think that one starts soon.
You should put it on right there. There you
A little pop up.
It's on at 7:30.
My Steelers got their fucking ass kicked. Any games in particular we want to talk about? The only game I guess I want to talk about would be the upset 26-24 Browns took out the Saints, but that was a great game.
I like Miami fucking sucking dick. They got their ass kicked.
All right, Dallas Niners. Cowboys answered back this week.
I couldn't believe Dallas came back.
Yeah,
that was a good game.
Yeah, it was a good game, dude. Seahawks lost to Chargers. I hate the Chargers.
Fucking Rivers. You see that picture of Rivers with that giant fucking metal on his you know, like the Indians or Cowboys wear that shit.
Oh, he was wearing that?
Yeah, like it's not a tie, but it's like a emblem. I don't know.
Not the bolero tie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like it looked weird. I'll pull up the picture later.
Nice. Okay, we can talk about. I mean, that's about it for last week. Week 2, week 3. See, do you want to jump in on these ones with this pick'ems for next week?
All right.
Cool. All right. Sadie, take it first. The first game's gonna be Thursday night. Buccaneers versus Falcons.
I'm gonna go Falcons.
All right, I'm gonna back you up on that, Adam.
I'll go Bucks.
Ooh, there you go. All right, next one's gonna be Chargers versus the Bills.
Bills.
Ooh.
God damn, I have to go Chargers. I hate Chargers. I'm gonna go Chargers.
I think I'm gonna back up Adam on that one, dude. All right, next one's gonna be Ravens versus the Browns. I'm gonna go Browns, and I don't think that's an upset.
Ravens did really well this week.
They did this week. They fucking destroyed my boys.
I'll go with Ravens.
Ravens, all right.
Their D looked like old school Raven D.
Finally, right? Yeah. Next one's going to be Titans versus the Bengals. I'm going Bengals on this one.
Really?
Yeah. They're no joke.
Titans.
Dude. Okay. At a CD, Titans Adam, are pretty good. Slice Bengals. Next one's Cowboys versus the Rams. The Cowboys can win this one. You guys, Adam?
Cowboys
will win.
All right, we'll sweep that one then.
Rams have been sucking dick.
Next one's going to be Packers versus Lions. That one should be a good game.
Did Packers win last week?
They lost. No, they won.
Okay,
yeah. Won.
They were down at the half. Came back.
And then they came back, yeah. It's Aaron Rodgers.
I'm
going
to go Lions.
All right, Adam. Sadie.
Packers.
All right. I think I will back up. I hate fucking Rodgers. I'll back up Adam. I'll go Lions. I like Megatron. Next one's going to be Texans versus the Giants.
Fucking Giants suck.
Texans, we're gonna sweep this one.
Other Texans.
Yeah, me too.
All right, we're gonna sweep that one.
Eli, fucking retired
Eli, dude. Next one's gonna be Colts versus Jaguars. We might sweep that one too.
Colts.
Yeah, good sweep. Next one's gonna be Vikings versus the Saints.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson playing?
Well, yes, he is. He's activated. He got activated today.
He's a little busy.
So he missed yesterday.
Pulling fucking branches off trees.
You know,
hey, dude, when I was a kid, I got smacked for everything.
4 years old, worse. Though? I got beat up too. But 4 years old, what did he do?
I think at
shit
four
his
years
pants?
Old, I got my ass kicked.
What the fuck
kicked?
Did he do?
How
4 years
hard?
Old?
I mean, no. I got my ass whooped.
Yeah.
It must have been hard enough. It must have been hard enough for the doctors fucking solve it.
Well, that's true, though. Now, poor kid, we don't condone it.
But you're
right.
I know.
We all got our asses beat.
I got my ass beat all the time.
Yeah, me too.
My mom would get a wet towel sometimes. Wet towel, she was I mean, on your and then on the back, you'd have like the imprint.
Oh, yeah, I got extension cords.
And I was like, extension cords. I mean, and nowadays I think about it, I go, you know what?
That was some fucking
shit. I needed it.
Exactly. We did, though, dude.
I needed it.
Because we didn't end up so fucked up in the world. I mean, you know, I mean, we needed the discipline. I'm not saying, again, he might have taken it too far with the branch. Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. No. But
nowadays, you really can't do anything.
Mm-hmm. I know.
He could have used his hands.
He could have. I totally agree. He's got heavy hands.
I have kids. I have kids. And I'll tell you what, I'll do the side of the leg, like just a, hey, like a check.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. Get moving or something like that.
Yeah.
I've never gotten a belt. I've never smacked them. Never hit them in the face.
There you go. I backed up, man.
When I was a kid, though, like if I said something back to my mom, right in the mouth.
Oh, backhand. You know my dad.
So. Yeah, your dad's tough. So, yeah.
Nice. Okay, so are we going to go Saints this one? But Peterson is back. Their defense sucks, though. I think we might sweep this one, too. I'm going Saints on this one.
I'm going to go Saints.
I'm going to say Adrian Peterson's going to have a... kick-ass day.
Kick-ass day.
Okay, here we go.
He's gonna spank. Hey, he's gonna spank the Saints.
He's gonna spank. Okay, next one's gonna be. Ooh, I hate the Raiders. Raiders versus the Patriots.
Jesus, this should be a fucking easy game.
Oh man, I hate the Raiders.
Fucking Brady's gonna look like.
Are we gonna sweep this one?
Champ.
Ah, poor Raiders. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sweet.
Raiders.
All right, next one's going to be Redskins versus Eagles.
Oh, that's going to be a good game. But I you know what? No RG3.
No RG3.
What's his name? Is just as run? Good, dude. The other quarterback.
Oh, not Locker. Fucking
I don't know secondary. The secondary dude. Yeah. He did pretty good.
He did great. Dude, yeah. So, poor RG3. I liked the kid.
He played after he got hurt?
Yeah,
he got hurt in the first quarter, and then
Homeboy. But they still won. They won.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. So we Eagles might sweep the Eagles. Adam hates the Eagles. How do you feel?
I hate the Eagles, but I'm gonna go Redskins.
Okay, all right.
Good for you.
All right. Good for you. Next few guys are gonna be Niners versus Cardinals.
There always has to be a villain, right?
There's gotta be, man.
I'm the villain.
Niners versus Cardinals. Anyone want to take it first?
I'm gonna go Cardinals.
Look at cards.
I hate fucking Kaepernick.
You know what? I'll vote opposite that one, dude. So, Sadie
Adams. He played so bad.
Oh, yeah.
He played so bad. He did 3 interceptions.
Yeah.
So bad.
But a lot of teams did bad.
And we had this big old fucking fight right now. We did it in the chat right now. All I need to do is Brady needs to show his rings. That's all you need.
This one's going to be an awesome game, guys. Yeah. It's going to be a rematch of the next Super Bowl, Broncos versus Seahawks.
Broncos.
I think I'm going to back you up, dude.
What's the weather like?
That's a good question, but I think they're playing in Seattle, dude.
I'm going to go Seattle.
Okay, so I will back up CD. Okay, we'll go CD Josiah, and then we'll go Adam Seahawks.
That
should be a great game. On paper, it's fucking, they're evenly matched, dude. So as long as they don't rape the fucking Broncos like they did in the Super Bowl, I think it'll be a good game.
I think their D will come and really rattle Peyton.
All right, next one's going to be the Chiefs versus the Dolphins. Chiefs.
I'll go with
Chiefs. All right, we'll sweep that one.
Okay,
next one's going to be, I got to go my boys, Steelers versus Panthers.
I'm going to go Panthers.
I'm going to go Steelers.
Right. And we're playing like shit, by the way, and I can admit it. Next one's going to be Monday night's game is going to be Bears versus the Jets. Should Bears, be an interesting Bears game. Did Jets defense is not bad.
Bears did really well against...
Their defense finally woke up. It looked questionable week one, but again, it's still early in the season.
I'll go Jets.
Cool.
I'll go Bears.
Oh, all right. Sadie going Bears. You're going Jets.
I'll go Jets.
All right, Sadie. You said who, Adam?
Bears.
Bears. Okay.
The Bears.
All right, and I will go...
The Bears.
You know, I think I will back up Adam. I'll go fucking Bears as well. All right, guys, those are our week pick'ems for week number 3 NFL. I have some sex talk, I guess. We're either going to hit one sex article, or we're going to hit a bunch of small articles that I came across today.
Just do small ones.
I like to bust big.
You like to bust your load big.
You like to bust small articles.
All right, we can do that, dude. And the first one's going to be woman allegedly points rifle at boy playing clarinet outside.
What was he shitty? What song was he playing?
He was playing Hot Cross Buns.
Got that shit off or you get a bullet to the head.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. Dude, get off my lawn, kid.
What does it say? What state?
Yeah, this was actually, I got this today, 912 Clifton, Colorado. A Western Colorado woman is accused of pointing a rifle at several children in a neighboring backyard because she was upset that an 11-year-old boy was playing his clarinet outside.
One time at band camp, I got fucking shot.
Mesa County Sheriff's deputies believe 60-year-old Cheryl Ann Pfeiffer of Clifton had been drinking before allegedly threatening the children Wednesday.
Nice.
Of course, the Daily Sentinel.
She looks like Nelson. What's his name?
Looks like
she should have took the rifle to herself, dude.
She looks like Willie Nelson. That's
what. Yeah, she does, dude. Yeah, go for it. She totally does, actually.
Like fucking Tommy Boy, there, dude. Jesus Christ.
Okay, Tommy Boy works. Too. See, dude. Reports that the boy told Pfeiffer he was practicing the clarinet as part of his homework and couldn't go back inside his grandmother's house because a baby was sleeping. So he goes outside. I get to practice my clarinet. She pulls out a fucking rifle on home.
So, I mean, say you have kids, and your kid's playing the clarinet.
Yeah,
and then
the clarinet, yeah.
And then this lady comes out with a fucking rifle.
Oh, she's dead.
now, mind you, it's a woman.
I don't care. I'll throw something at her. Pick up a chair. Out of distance. You gotta go protect your kid.
You do?
My wife would have already been there.
I wasn't thinking too. Your wife would have beat her ass.
Now, here's the only good thing deputies say. Well, besides these kids not getting hurt, deputies say Pfeiffer's rifle wasn't loaded, so thank goodness for that, and no one was hurt. Jesus shitless, she belongs on?
She's a D-bag, dude.
Yeah, she's a fucker, dude.
Douchebag.
Next one going to be Sheboygan man charged with using shock collar on child. Now, speaking of, dude.
Wow.
Sure about on this one. Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Prosecutors in Sheboygan say a man used a shock collar on his 7-year-old daughter.
His name Peterson?
Ooh. And that's Sandy's article. According to the criminal complaint, Zachary Cackmore, 28, is charged with child abuse and could face 6 years in prison if convicted.
Where do you get these things at? Where do you get a shotgun?
This one
it's for dogs, right?
Yeah, straight up for a dog. Okay. Yeah. Court documents state that Cackmore's wife called police on September 9th to report the incident. Trip out on this lady, though. Wife called police on September 9th to report the incident, which took place August 30th. Homegirl was sitting on it.
Huh.
Your lady. Now, still trip out because it gets a little more interesting. The child told investigators her father placed their dog's shock collar around her neck and said, "Let's see if this fits." She said the Cackmer then pushed a button on a remote control, shocking her in the neck. She told police she took off the collar and ran upstairs to tell her mother. So she told her mom right off the bat, which is
totally
great.
Totally fucking ratted him out.
Well, yeah, which is good, though. I mean, Cackmer's wife took photos of the injuries but told police she did not immediately, and this is the wife, did not immediately report the incident because she did not want Cackmer to get in trouble. I hate broads like this.
Someone didn't pay
until
rent.
He came up on some money.
Oh, where's the car? Oh, you sold it?
She
got a boyfriend to move in.
Oh, exactly, dude. Cackmer told police that his daughter wanted to know what it felt like when the dog got shocked, so he took the collar and put it around her neck and pressed the button. He told the police that he wasn't surprised that it actually shocked her. Idiot.
Cackmer
told investigators that it was a bad idea, but he didn't go. Think through the consequences of his action. Another idiot asshole of the week.
This
guy's a dick, dude. Now, no offense, though. I've tried a shock collar on one of those drunken nights with the boys. Actually, Val was there, too. So Bobby, we're at my boy's Bobby's pad, and he's like, you know, yeah, we're using a shock collar for the dog. And we were drinking, heavy night drinking with the guys, so we put it up to our neck just to see what it felt like. It was interesting. I would never put one on a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even think I would have put one on my dog, dude.
Maybe
so,
the kid stole from me, I don't know. Dude.
Crazy shit, man. All right, next one's going to be totally fucking interesting. And what the fuck, and Jesus shitless, dude. Convicted killer Joseph Hensley, allegedly murders fiance, eats her brains.
Wow.
Got this today, 9:15. Joseph.
I heard brains are really good, though. Maybe.
Well, Mexicans.
Like fish brain.
Monkey brains, right?
I hear monkey brains are, but it's a delicacy too, so I don't know. But
you
then
see
again,
that faces of death.
Exactly,
I did see that one.
Nuts, dude.
Bam, right in the fucking head. But you know
it's
what?
It's a rally monkey.
I guess anything tastes good with fucking Tabasco and some salsa.
Let's see about her brains. Who Joseph Ober Hensley allegedly murdered, then ate parts of Tammy Jo Blanton, a convicted Indiana killer, faces ghastly new murder charges after allegedly killing, then eating the girlfriend who'd posted his bond on earlier charges. Homegirl goes to jail. Homeboy goes to jail. His wife fucking, or his girlfriend, bails him out, and he still kills her and eats her.
Well, look at the skull on that
chick. She
should have
bought fucking tacos, dude.
A probable cause statement released Monday and obtained by Wave 3 says Joseph Ober Hensley allegedly stabbed his girlfriend Tammy Jo Blanton to death before eating portions of her brain, lungs, and heart.
Fucking...
Blanton called Jeffersonville police at 3 a.m. on September 11th, saying Albert Hensley, 33, was trying to get inside her home. Police sent him away, but they returned at 10 a.m. to check on Blanton and the urging of her co-workers.
They walk in, and he's fucking face deep in her stomach.
He's got his hands behind her like a puppet.
Aw, dude. Kind of, though. Kind of.
Tongue of love.
Hey, oops, flip your lid.
Everything's okay, officers. Yeah. When officers arrived, they found Blanton's...
We're just having some steak gum.
Exactly, dude, right? Blanton's bloodied body in a bathtub with sections of her skull cut out. According to the report, Oberhansley further admitted to cooking a section of her brain and eating it. Oberhansley has a long criminal history going back to at least 2000 when he was convicted of manslaughter and attempted murder for killing his then-girlfriend Sabrina Elder, 17. Oh, what the fuck?
Why are these girls meeting these fucking losers, man?
And, like, wow. Poor E-Harmony? Girl, too.
Yeah.
E-Harmony, they're meeting a month.
E-Harmony, there you go, dude. And critically wounding his mother. So just a crazy fucker. Just days before the killing, Elder had given birth to Oberhansley's child. Wow. And they just had a kid to top things off. Jesus. What the fuck?
He was released on parole.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be brain later, too.
Yeah. Oh, dude. He was released on parole in 2012, but in 2013, he was in trouble for allegedly choking out another patron in a bar and resisting arrest. He was naked during the attack. 2 months ago, Oberhansley was arrested following erratic driving that sparked a slow-speed police chase. Blanton paid a $1,000 bail and was released. So he just got in history of fucking
this
doing stupid shit, dude.
This guy just needs to die, dude.
Jesus shitless, dude. I mean, I don't know, man. Lock him up for life, but Jesus.
Don't even
shit.
Lock him up for life. Kill him, dude.
Oh, there you go, man.
Take a piece of his brain and feed it to him in his last meal.
He'll like it, though.
All right, man. That's all I got for the articles, dude. So we're looking good on time.
Did you hear about that kid that escaped? He did a shooting, and I saw the YouTube video of him on trial, and he comes out with, like, he takes off his fucking button shirt, and he has, like, killer written on his fucking...
Like, tattooed?
No, on his t-shirt, killer. Okay. He killed, like, 3 kids out of high school.
No shit.
And then he faced the fucking, the parents, and then he goes, every night I masturbate to all those kids' faces. And he went like that, and he flipped them off.
Oh, shit.
So he got, like, 3 life sentences.
Well, yeah. Again, Jesus shitless right there, dude.
And he escaped. So I don't know if they found
him. He escaped?
He escaped from fucking prison, bro.
How old was this fool?
He looked like he was like fucking 16,
holy
17.
Shit, dude.
That was a couple years ago. They probably moved him into the.
Is he back in jail?
I don't know if he's back. I haven't heard anything, but I heard that he did escape.
I'm gonna have to look that one up.
With some other fool, they fucking hiding in the fucking woods right now.
Fuck it. Okay, well, that's
crazy people, man.
Yeah, no, fucked up world we live in, guys. All right, anything else you guys
live in Santa Ana, man?
Oh, because it's so much better. Your fucking hood.
Very nice.
Of essay, dude. Okay, go for it. Anything else you guys want to add on? We got a few minutes. We're probably gonna go long on this show since we have Sadie we haven't seen in a while.
Anything to say, Sadie?
Football talk, wrestling talk, anything else? Baseball. I don't know who you're.
I invited you the other day.
Yeah,
Friday. To come over. Friday. I'll shoot you guys from time to time.
I didn't get anything, but okay.
I throw it on Twitter.
Yeah.
We're friends on Twitter, right?
Yeah, but then you're gonna show up like for 2 hours and go.
It don't even
start getting good till like 11
later on. Yeah,
11, 12,
get
maybe.
The fuck out of here. The thing starts at 3 in the afternoon.
But you make it a day event. It's
you
like, hey,
do,
we're gonna start at 5. We're gonna barbecue. We're gonna drink. The fights will show up like at 9 or 10. People are gonna start getting there late.
I did like showing up early to
Hang out.
Yeah, shooting
brother,
the shit was cool.
Dario. I haven't seen Dario forever.
Yeah. Shooting the shit, that's what we do. We'll start slow. The kids will.
There you go. You got to wear out the kids.
Yeah, you got to wear them out. It's an all
I didn't
event.
Know it was going to be that
it's
late.
It's like a street fair every time.
There you go.
I didn't know it was going to be that late.
The elotes, they come and everybody.
Oh, yeah. And you hooked up the mullet to that.
Mullet was
right?
really good.
But hey, you guys haven't been when I barbecue it, man.
Yeah.
I barbecue it.
You barbecue. Well, hit me up when you barbecue.
Have you broken in your screen yet?
No.
No shit?
No, not yet.
That was like months ago, dude.
I was going to, but it's hard to mount. The thing is a giant beast, dude. It's from like, from your wall to this wall, like
Jesus.
Good 8-10 feet
oh,
long.
That would he hook you
a
up good.
Big,
dude.
Big, big.
Oh, well, did you guys hear about the guy apologizing to UFC for pirating?
No.
That shit? I heard some shit on, on YouTube. They finally got some guy that was suing him for like $30 million.
Shit, okay.
For some island.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And he's
for
like...
airing the fights?
Well, like... Yeah, because he puts it on the side and everybody fucking
watches
it.
Oh, those
front,
ones,
front
yeah.
row or first row?
First
one
row.
Of those, maybe one
there,
of those
there's
sites.
There's
a lot of
there's
better
a
ones.
Lot of sites
there's,
out there,
but there's
though.
There's 2 really good ones. And front row is
that
one
we
one.
Don't know anything about.
I don't know, yeah.
I've heard.
Allegedly,
I've
yes.
Heard.
Yes.
I've never bootlegged UFC in my life.
We've never bootlegged anything before, dude.
But anyways, so I don't know if that's going to affect the the next UFC for all those pirates out there.
That's true. I don't know. I think the UFC fans are more willing to purchase an event than a boxing.
$60
I would rather pay for UFC than fucking boxing, though. Well, and I saw the Mayweather fight this weekend.
You saw that shitty Mayweather fight?
It was terrible, dude.
Yeah, I allegedly streamed it.
What'd you guys think of the fight then, by the way?
Oh,
I knew Mayweather was
I didn't
take
know you got extra points for hugging and running.
Nah, well.
No.
He got, whenever he was in trouble, he grabbed.
Ooh, there's no way. You're falling into his trap.
That's
what you're saying. I'm at the end of my road. I want to cash out.
Mm.
Come watch me.
The last round, it was just, oh my God.
I'm glad I didn't.
He got booed at the end. Yeah, he got booed.
He doesn't care. He got so much fucking.
And he's retiring after two more fights, I believe. Yeah, in 2015, he's going
to
be done.
Yeah, I mean, if you're perfect and you know a way to win, why are you going to compromise yourself, your legacy?
I like that, man.
I'd rather you talk shit the rest of your life that I was perfect.
There you go. I'm down with that.
All right. That's a good pep talk. I like that
one.
I like that one.
Quit your fucking job. Jump off a fucking building.
I hate that motherfucker. You're so perfect.
You're a fucking lazy, fat motherfucker that can't lift any bags of clothes. Pretty much is what the conversation...
Oh, my God.
Conversation this before the show. That's for another show, guys.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully we have you back next weekend, Sadie. All right. Anything else you guys want to add on? I don't think I have anything.
I think we're going to do some comic talk.
Fight. So, yeah. Fuck it, dude.
All right. We're going to do some comic talk after this.
Hey, this is Joe Quesada from San Diego Comic-Con. You're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
This is Declan Chalvey, artist of Moon Knight for Marvel Comics, and you're listening to Comics Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back. I'm still alive. Everybody's
talk.
Here.
Yes.
I didn't cut my wrist. Anyways.
I used to be strong.
I was pretty strong.
I was.
Anyways,
I'm sorry. Used to be much stronger.
I used to be strong. Whatever. Anyways, I'm gonna edit that shit out. We read a couple books this week.
Yeah.
I didn't read that much.
I read nothing.
I've read quite a bit.
Exactly. So I didn't read shit.
Fuck! I didn't do my homework.
It's okay, bro. It's alright. I read some Fantastic Four. I did 1-9 last week. That was a really good one. I did 10. So just to give you guys an overview of the Fantastic Four right now, everything's going to shit right now. Thing's in jail for murder. They can't go back to the Baxter Building because they had an outbreak of some aliens, so they can't get in.
Hate when that happens.
Johnny Storm has lost his powers, so he's dealing with that. So I'm reading. I read number 10, and
did you mention the kids getting taken away from them?
The kids got social service came take the kids away.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty fucked up.
Pretty bad for everyone.
Pretty fucked up. Right. So I read number 10, then we just jump right into it. Things in prison for the murder of the father of his girlfriend, which is the puppet master.
There you go.
So we don't know if he killed him or not. Mr. Fantastic went under the door, saw him holding Mr. Puppet guy, dead. So he's in prison, and he's actually in prison with She-Thing. So I don't know if you remember She-Thing. She-Thing is, I guess it was Miss Marvel, the old school one, and she turned into a fucking, thing.
There used to be a lot of She-Things over on 4th Street.
Oh, they're still over there, I think.
That's fucking awesome, dude. Yeah.
So, seems to,
experience, homie?
Yeah, I mean, you always check the goods before you get in the car. Right?
Yeah.
Check the goods.
No,
I like that. Check the goods.
No sack. No dick. All right, you're okay to come in.
But, hey, that's another story.
All right, fucker. So we got Thing in prison. He's getting his ass kicked. Pretty much the prison is supposed to numb everyone's power. But for some reason, she thinks her power is regular. So she's fucking him up. I guess they were lovers, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. Mr. Fantastic is clueless, as usual, as to where his wife is. She breaks into the shield to steal another ship, pretty much going after her kids.
Okay.
Johnny Storm's still being a D-bag at a club. He's still dealing with no powers.
But he's like a playboy, right?
He's a playboy, but he's becoming a mean playboy.
Okay.
He's still crying over the powers. Let's see. Mr. Fantastic has some... Jesus. Team of using this doesn't work. So he's going into another battle with four other villains. They're all chicks. But the problem with this is Mr. Fantastic is more of a science guy, so he usually uses science to solve all his defeating of
Any problems, yeah, bro.
But these were all magic.
Interesting.
So, the wizard got these group of girls to beat the shit out of him, so he's awesome. Getting his ass kicked.
So he can't hit back?
Ray Rice
could be a superhero in this.
So he gets his ass kicked, but at the end, he gets saved by Scarlet Witch.
Okay.
So they're introducing Scarlet Witch into the next issue. So
cool.
It's a pretty good issue.
All right. You've been catching up to all of them. So
yes, I'm caught up all the way.
Awesome. Okay. So book of the week? Or
I liked it. I like Spider-Man a little bit better.
Okay,
I'll go into
that
one a little
bit. Okay, not a problem, dude. I read a new comic that came out this week. It's Grant Morrison wrote it. Fraser Irving is the artist. It's called Annihilator, issue number one. It's from Legendary Comics, which I haven't read much stuff from Legendary Publishing before.
I wonder why they just go to Image.
I don't know, but it's an interesting story, dude. Now, he's writing Multiversity for fucking DC right now. This is a straight up fucking Multiversity, fucking exactly what's happening with Multiversity,
wow.
Kind of. So it starts off in outer space. We don't know what's going on. It's a place, a planet called Annihilator. The art's really sick, though, by the way. It starts off with looks like some police officer of some sort is chasing down some blue dude. The blue guy turns around, shoots him. So it's like, we don't know what's going on. That's how the comic starts. After that, it goes into what looks like planet Earth. Some guy's looking at a house. Some guy's showing him the property. Like, you know, this place is haunted. A lot of bad shit has happened to here. There's been killings. There's been cults who fucking have lived here, have fucked with the house. He's like, cool, I want it. I was like, you sure about that? He's like, no, it helps me write better. Homeboy is a writer. He wants this house, this property, so he can get, like, information, I guess, you know, to write this novel he's writing, dude. He meets with his boy, and just really cool shit that happens, dude. Well, he's a writer. He starts tripping balls because the character he's writing about, he is becoming part of our world now.
Okay.
So it's weird because, I mean, it's a really gnarly planet that he's writing about, Annihilator, and then his character is coming to life. They show him in some cell, which is really weird. So it goes back into outer space. Now, this is him writing again, his novel, and he gets taken away, put into some fucking cell of some sort with an egg of a woman in there. The guards touch this egg, and they automatically fucking die. Like, we don't know this guy's powers whatsoever.
Is that another word for vagina? Egg.
What was that?
They're touching her egg.
It was an actual egg, dude. So homeboy is he's a coke addict, dude. He does his drugs. He has a fucking literally straight up orgy at his fucking pad, dude. They're doing fucking ecstasy. They're fucking fucking mad orgy, straight up, dude. One of the hookers comes in, like, who's this broad? He has a picture of some broad next to his fucking laptop. He's like, don't worry about it. She's no one. So he turns in his fucking paperwork, his first grip load of peaches to his author, it looks like, and again, he goes for a drive. He ends up in a car accident. He thinks the cops want him because he crashed, or, you know, like, he's like, oh, fuck, what did I do? The cops are like, this guy is asking for you. It's like, who the fuck's asking for me? And it's this this character that he's writing is in our world now, and he's like, holy shit, did I bring this guy into our world? So the guy at the end of the comic introduces himself. He's like, you know,
as one of his characters.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
He's like, you know, nice place you got here. You know, can I do, you know, there's something. Let's see what we can do to help each other out. So I don't know the writer what he's doing, like how he has access to make his writing come true, you know, to fruition.
That's,
I don't
get
it, dude. The art was great. It was Grant Morrison. It was straight up fucking a multiverse kind of deal.
Well, I mean, I thought he wanted directions to the orgy.
So that was worth talking
that
about.
Like, Ted from that teddy bear was
you
there.
You saw
man.
That?
Shit.
Yeah, dude.
You want to get on that action?
So you saw. So it was interesting. Definitely not book of the week, but fucking take him.
I read Amazing Spider-Man number 6. I really like what Dan Slott's doing with Spider-Man. Mm-hmm.
Great fucking comic, dude.
It's the end of the arc, I think. Pretty much of Electro.
You have the Electro arc, yeah.
Yeah. So last issue, Peter was about to be on mask on national television. Mm-hmm. Black Cat was holding him, and what's the mayor's name again?
J. Jonah Jameson.
J. Jonah was being a D-bag, and he was actually standing in the fucking way of the picture.
Yeah.
So, which was kind of lame. Still comes and saves Peter by wrapping his face in silk.
Yeah.
Hiding him from the cameras. Black Cat hits up a bar. So ends that. She goes to the bar trying to pick up some more muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, fuck you. You know, you're friends with Electro. He took out our guys. So if you get rid of Electro, we'll think about it.
Yeah.
We got the midget. Helps with the webbing of... getting the web. Yeah, Matamari is the shorty. Is getting off the webbing off Peter's face. Do you feel like she still kind of has feelings? I mean,
really interesting. She's like, you know, like she has feelings for him for sure, but she like even tells him like, you're not as slick as my Peter Parker. So Dr. Octopus was the villain, and she... Girls dig on the bad boys, dude.
Especially midgets, I guess.
Especially midgets, dude.
Bad midgets.
Yeah, dude. Interesting, though. Like,
so, I don't know. She may have...
She's definitely jealous of fucking Silk, though, because she's driving them around, he's got his dick in her, and Anna Maria looks like, can you guys... Like, I'm still here, guys.
It's funny, because I don't even know how she can really see the fucking mirror.
She's got fucking... boosters.
Boosters, okay. In the car. Electro wants to know if... I think Electro wants to be... fixed. The machine Peter's making is to fix him, to make
cure
him human.
Make him sort of human again.
No more villain. And what's that? What's the fuck this bitch's name?
The sidekick, Sajani.
Sajani says, Sajani tells Black Cat something. Plans, instead of taking Electro's powers away, she can actually amplify him.
Yep, and which would kill him in turn.
Yeah, but she left that part. She never told Electro that.
So. Yeah. Oh, she didn't tell Electro. Yeah. Yeah.
As Silk was Peter's fight, the power of Electro is going to kill him. Peter saves him. Black Cat wanted to see if it was really Peter or Doc Ock. So she gave him a kind of like, you can either catch me or you can save the fucking Electro guy.
I like the way she did that, dude. Because so she put him in a predicament where it's like, okay, you can either kill, you know, your one of your biggest villains, or you can save him. Which one are you gonna do? So very cool. This one felt like a total like superhero comic, because like he saves him, dude, which is cool. He tells Silk like, fuck, okay, we're gonna die, but use your webbing and fucking come up with some fucking cocoon for us,
like a big pod protecting him from the electric blast. And then I don't know about this Silk getting a job at the fucking newscast. I think it's kind of easy. Black Cat gains the new crew, and we get a little Sajia, maybe not the nice partner we all thought she was.
And even Anna Maria at the end of the comic too, she's kind of weird. Like, she kind of seems like a villain too. She says some weird shit. Yeah.
No.
I don't know. Wait, it was weird, dude. Oh no, that's probably where she says, you know, you're not as sexy as the other one. But I liked it, man. I like the fact that it's Peter Parker back, so he saves a villain as opposed to killing him. So good for him. It was good though. It was a feel
good.
Like,
it was a good read.
Yeah.
Good superhero book.
I loved it, dude. I'm gonna go one of my books of the week, but this one's fucking really gnarly, dude. This one's gonna be Magneto. It's written by Colin Bunn, and the artist for this one's gonna be Gabriel Hernandez Walta. So it's Magneto. He's been on a tear. He doesn't have his powers anymore. He's finding out what's going on with all these mutants that are fucking dying, that are getting killed. He goes to Genosha, his old island he used to own. Once he gets to this island, he sees a bunch of mutants shackled, chained up, even them beaten on the ground, like, to death.
Jesus.
He even sees a pile of dead mutants, and that's what gives him memories of the concentration camps and how he literally had to hack up bodies and put them in the fucking, in the stoves, too. So that's what Magneto went through when he was a kid. And how, when he was a kid, he was trying to master his powers back then using fucking nails so he can kill, or try to kill, you know, the Nazis. They're locked up. They're in the concentration camps. He comes across two girls that are mutants, and they both have fucking dog collars, pretty much, dude. So their dads must have put these on these girls.
Yep.
But so he uses his powers, takes off one of the bracelets or the fucking neck collars off one of the girls, and he's like, the other one freaks out. She's like, don't take it off me. Like, this guy will kill us if we try to escape anything. So I love what happens, dude. He's like, you're afraid of this man, you know, like, you're afraid to stand up for yourself, to fight. You know, like, he's trying to give her, you know, something to fight for. Like, you can't be, because he went through it already, so he knows what's going on. That's what's pissing him off.
That's what the little girl needed, that pep talk.
Yeah.
Like the one I gave you earlier.
Yeah, dude. You see that knife? Fucking chink.
You can do whatever you can. Yeah, whatever you want in this life.
We'll drown myself dude. Right now.
Very cool. Good jumps back again to Magneto as a kid. He has a nail that he wants to, again, kill this guy. He ends up tripping or some guy bumps into him. He loses the nail and he was going to go after the guy who is running this concentration camp. Anyways, it goes back into cut snips of what's going on Genosha now on this island that used to belong to Magneto. And he comes across a bunch of villains. And even Red Skull, dude. So he's finally face to face with Red Skull, dude. Magneto has a bunch of nails. He's going to go after the fucking villains. He gets attacked from behind, gets fucking... He just starts getting his ass kicked, dude. So literally five mutants we've never seen before, or new humans. He talks how even the Inhumans they're killing, the mutants they're killing, anyone like that, they're just killing, dude. Magneto literally is getting his ass kicked by these five characters, and he doesn't have enough power to do anything to stop them, dude. And, they literally corner him up, beat the shit out of him. Now, this I like the way this one ends because he's getting his ass kicked, dude. And one of the girls, the girl he actually saved, she, like, came back to help him out. And he just looks at her. He's like, no, child, no, you cannot. There's nothing you can do. He wants to save her. So, like, he's like, even though I'm getting my ass kicked, I don't want the same thing to happen to you.
It's like a Ninja Turtle kicking his ass.
You saw it? Yeah, it looks like it, dude. So I loved it, dude. It was the villain aspect of it. I love Magneto when they go back into, you know, what he went through in the concentration camps, dude. So rock out.
Damn Germans. All right. Very nice. So I got it. We want to both do East West.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. One. You start it, and I will back up your shit. Okay, this is going to be East of West number 15. The artist for this one is going to be Nick Dragota. I love his fucking art.
Yeah, he's
good. Written by Jonathan Hickman. It's number 15, but go for it, man. I'll back you up.
Starts
off really interesting anyways, dude.
Yeah, you go ahead, dude. I'll back you.
Okay, starts off with a Shaolin, I believe, which is Death's wife. So Death, the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. We have Death, Famine, War, and
Famine, War, and Pestilence.
And Pestilence, yes. I'm sorry about that. Totally drew a blank. So it starts off with her. She's...
They're all getting ready for a fucking...
For a war.
For a big war.
Each of the nations is getting ready to do battle now. So it just goes into her getting her army together. And Death and this chick had a son everyone's calling the Beast. The reincarnation of the remaining three horsemen of the apocalypse are kids. Death is the only one who...
Is a grown man.
He is a grown man who never went back into the shell or whatever.
Like a cycle of...
Yeah.
Once they're done with destroying the world, they all die. And then when it's ready for it to come, they all hatch.
Destruction
they all,
again.
They all come back.
Yeah. So this one's very cool. It goes into what happened to Beast. Like, we know the other three horsemen are after him. This little bubble that... And all this tech gadget, like, just the wiring he has on him. Poor fucking kid, like... We don't know what he went through, but...
He's hella smart.
This kid
is pretty badass. The little thing that hangs with him is kind of like his buddy, mechanical buddy that tells him, like, all right, dude.
Okay, these are the scenarios that we've gone over. We've gone over them 72,000 times. He's like, okay, out of those, you know, how many times have I died? Yeah. He wants to be, you know, exact on what the probabilities are of him surviving this bullshit.
Yeah, what to do and what not to do.
Yeah. So it's very cool, and they're just literally prepping. He puts on his fucking suit. He still looks pretty gangster, dude, but he goes in, puts on his suit, and he sees what his three horsemen are looking. That's what they look like, dude, as adults. They're here to kill him. This is them as kids, Sadie. But they're literally going into this citadel where this kid is to straight up kill this fucking kid that we know nothing about. We just know he's the son of Death. So he's literally just the gnarly shit he does. He's like on the fucking ceiling waiting for the kids.
Yeah, he's already planned it out. He knows they're coming. He knows how to slip through the cracks. He knows how to single them out.
Yeah.
And so pretty much that's what he does. He singles out, which horseman is it?
Oh, yes. This one would be...
It's not War. I think it's... Pestilence?
Yeah, Pestilence.
The yellow
one. Yeah. Anyways, one of the horses.
Looks like
the blue one.
Yeah.
Anyways, he singles out the blue one, and he gets right behind them after they all separate.
And it just the things he's doing, like he uses the laser on this fucking mechanical balloon.
It looks like Mega Man.
Yeah, it does though, dude. And he literally like he chops his, he lasers his fucking leg off one of the horsemen.
He takes him down, all the way falls to the floor, and pretty much he just fucks him up.
Gets in his face. He bashes his fucking head in with fucking.
I thought he killed him, but I guess.
I thought he killed him too, dude.
I don't know if you can kill horsemen.
That's a good question, dude. We're gonna need to learn. So we fucking, like we you said, the art's fucking great, dude. He literally bashes his head in. And in that scene, he's bloodied the fuck up anyways, dude.
Fucking takes off, dude.
Yeah, the kid takes off, and he knows the next thing that's gonna happen is they're gonna try to destroy this fucking facility. They send fucking, not nukes, I don't want to say, but missiles.
It looks like he sent it himself, though. Because the chick in the last panel was like, what the fuck, you sent off the missiles?
Yeah.
So like, he set off the missiles with the fucking, we call it the balloon, his little partner, the little ball thing. He set the missiles off as he's leaving. So he has, I don't know, like seconds to get the fuck out of there before they explode. And pretty much he takes off, and the horsemen are stuck in the fucking Citadel. Missiles hit, and kaboom.
So like you said, you brought up a great point. We don't know if the horsemen can die.
I doubt they're dead.
Because, I mean, Death has lost an eye since.
And Death is actually on his way over there. He's pretty fucking close.
He wants to see his son, dude.
And all he sees is fucking explosions.
Yeah, exactly.
So he doesn't really know what the fuck's going on.
He hasn't even got there yet. So that's going to be interesting. Now, the weird thing about this beast, is what they call him, is he's never been outside before. He's never seen the world. So everything that he's been taught was about fucking pretty much death and, like, you know, probabilities and, you know,
numbers and survival. And so he knows what he's supposed to do, but it looks like, but again, it'll be interesting to see how he reacts in the real world.
Yeah, so like you said, Death, you know, realizes he's too late, you know, to save his kid. And then it's just weird because this balloon, this contraption thing that's been with the beast since he was born, he takes him to this fucking land, and he's like, you know, you can trust me, right? Like, you can't trust anybody else in the world.
You can't trust anybody.
What the kid sees, the beast, is like, you know.
Especially with pep talks.
Pep talks, dude. Exactly, dude. Pep talk, there you go. So he sees the world just destroyed, dude. That's the way he's seen it. When in actuality, like, the earth is, like, beautiful, and, like, he's trying to train this kid into.
So he sees what's coming. He sees the world destroyed.
Yeah,
and so he's on his road to stop.
I'm getting hot in here.
I know, it's dark. It's getting darker, but it's getting fucking hotter.
I don't know what the hell just happened right now.
It's fucking that Jersey over there.
I'm cooking.
This fucking Jersey just shooting off heat.
That was a great comic of the week, dude. And Magneto number nine. I'm sorry, was book of the week for me, dude. I loved it. I've been talking about East and West for the longest time.
I read it and I was just like, this fucking comic book is so fucking good.
Yeah.
I'm glad I caught up. People that want to read it, I would read it in bulk.
Yes, actually, I totally back you up on that.
Read it in bulk.
So both trade paperbacks should be up by now. The third one should be coming out soon.
Yeah, soon. It's really fucking good.
Yeah, great art. Again, Nick Drogoda and Jonathan Hickman. We love Jonathan Hickman's writing anyways, but this one just is a gnarly take on the end days and the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse and all that bullshit, dude. But it's fucking great.
Good stuff. So those are our books. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna probably
it's fucking hot. Let's shoot the shit real quick, dude. You said you wanted to make a comment on his chest hair over
here. Chest hair. I'm over here in chonis and a fucking.
I think somebody requested a picture one time.
No fucking pictures.
He's like, no.
That's for my girlfriend only. I see. All right?
There you go, man. All right. Cool. Sadie, anything you want to plug, dude? Hopefully you're back with us next week to see how you do with that pick-ems with us.
I don't think we're gonna see Sadie for a while.
I thought you guys wanted every other. You guys wanted your little.
Oh, that was like 3 months ago. What the fuck happened? Every other month? Or
every other. Well, you guys had Sergio for a while, so.
Yeah, Sergio's also like you, 3 months. Yeah. Like, you guys jump on for like 2 episodes, and then we like don't see you guys for the longest time. Although we're trying to get together with Sergio, he mentioned it today, on a Sunday we should get together for football Sunday and just shoot the shit, have some beers.
Like the afternoon game.
Yeah, because he's going to have to worry.
You gotta wake up early, that's why.
No, I have to. I get up at 2, so we can watch a game. We can watch the 4 o'clock game.
Sounds good.
Cool. So, we'll figure something out with that, dude.
I'm down. We may go some Buffalo Wild Wings or something.
Buffalo Wild Wings works. TGI Fridays for Football Sundays is really good on Happy Hour.
Do you still have that unlimited apps?
Yeah, they do. Ooh, the appetizers. They have sliders for $1.50 and fries, a big old basket for like $1.50 and however many sliders you want.
Wow.
I don't drink on Sundays, but I might make a.
I won't drink, though, so we'll be all right.
Okay, we're just shooting the shit still. It's all good, man. Cool. Anything else we got coming up? We don't have any.
You know, it's funny because like it's almost like a year ago that I was on with you guys too. My wife's gonna have her Day of the Dead thing festival again.
Yeah. Okay. That was the last time you were on. Yeah.
Yeah. That was much.
Nice. Well,
she's making some stuff, but as you get closer, I'll let you guys know. Yeah. It's the first of November.
Okay, cool. Does she have a website? Dude, we can toss
the website. She just does the Facebook stuff. I don't even know.
I know one of our listeners.
You're at Kamikaze first week.
I'm at Kamikaze first week the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Stanley November Kamikaze. 1st. Yeah. Actually, fuck me, dude.
I might not be able to be there.
Yeah, fuck it. Well, if I come back early, dude, I'll definitely hit you.
Yeah,
but just check that out.
Until that Saturday on November 1st, I think.
Okay, that works.
So it's crazy. Crazy
we'll do that every other year.
And then Long Beach Expo. We'll do that every other year. Nice. Okay, we'll definitely see you before then. You're more than welcome back anytime you want.
Well, I invite you, motherfucker. I'm going to make sure that I invite your ass, but
okay.
Don't.
I probably won't be able to make Kamikaze. I can't get another
day off. I could get a permission slip for you.
There you go.
Because the next week's BlizzCon. I'm already taking 2 days off the next week.
BlizzCon.
Are you into games at all, dude?
Does he look like he's a gamer?
What kind of games?
Gamer, like in Xbox.
No. I have a PlayStation 3. I got GTA 5.
Okay.
I have Madden, just simple shit.
Yeah,
same here. I can't do the first person shooter stuff.
I can't.
I want to see around the corner, and I can't see that.
Yeah. Oh, you would have.
I get impatient with that.
You would have hated the expo then, dude. I didn't realize I wasn't a gamer, dude, because the games we got worn out just fucking playing fucking so many games, dude.
No. I mean, I can't
play that anymore. Like hours.
I still practice
on that,
I do my Street Fighter whenever you're ready.
Okay.
I don't do the alpha shit though. I don't like those alpha.
Already.
The alpha ones is the alpha ones are weird.
The alpha ones do suck. But I like the Capcom versus Marvel.
Versus Marvel.
Oh yeah.
I use what's that guy? Cable.
Oh, Cable's sick,
Cable.
Dude, yeah.
Cable, and then I gotta go Spider-Man.
Nice.
And I'll go with Ryu.
All right.
Right there.
Okay.
I know, man. Okay.
Simple.
Old school Street Fighter 2. Who's your go-to guy?
Yeah, but it depends. The old school, the original Street Fighter 2, remember when you used to do the cheat stuff, which was...
Guile?
Do the handcuffs.
The handcuffs,
the statue, whatever I think it was called.
Yeah, the statue.
And you would just stand up right on the one leg, and you would wait for the guy to come, and you couldn't hit him.
Yeah, you had to turn the fucking game off, though.
No.
You did.
Yes.
No, I knew how to do it. You had to do the handcuffs again to get out.
Oh, no shit, huh? Mm.
Yeah, come on, man. That's why I'm old school like that. Mm. You don't know
Let's
shit.
Try that. Let's hit up an arcade,
You can't do that, though, anymore.
You got to find an old Street Fighter.
The old
every now and then you'll find one and I'll lock it and I'll leave it like that.
Nice.
I just do it on purpose just
so you're the guy that I fucking go over there and Zangief's fucking jumping up with him. I remember that.
That's crazy. No,
but I used all those guys all the time. But yeah. I mean I wish I had time for it.
Yeah.
When I first met my lady, she bought me a PlayStation 2 with that Grand Theft Auto Vice City, and I played it every day. When you're talking about what girl would you want to have?
There you go.
My girl was that girl awesome. At first.
Nice.
You know what I mean? And then they get kids and they turn into, we got to be the mom. You got to be the dad.
Nah, that's cool. Respectable, man. All right, Adam, anything you want to add on, dude?
No, dude, I'm fucking hot.
You had soda this whole fucking time? Cold? Oh, I thought it was soda, dude.
No, it's water.
It's vodka.
It's fucking white Coke.
Pepsi
Zero.
Crystal clear Pepsi.
Cool. Alright guys, you guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com/mobile. You guys can find us on nerdbong.com. Listen to those guys. You guys can find us, the Baked English Podcast, the Bat Chat, displaying different stories for slumber. Who else have we got on there? The Loudest Geeks. We have Untitled Movie Podcast. And hit the site for us and content on TV, movies, comics, TV, gaming.
Hit up some audibletrial.com/thecomicsyndicate.
Yeah.
If you like books, if you don't like reading books.
Audio
I
books,
hate books.
If you're, I know, I was like you beat me to the fucking joke. God damn it. Anyways, this is good for if you drive a lot.
Okay.
You get a free month, you get a free book. Any book you want, they have a whole 150,000 fucking books. Everything you want,
and a lot of writers now narrate their own books, which is kind of
like Neil Gaiman.
That's cool.
His.
I like that.
Yeah, so
that way you get their actual voice, which is cool.
You know, I kind of liked some of the because I listen to it a lot too.
Yeah,
I like some of the other
like the guy
that does
you
Harry Potter.
Do you want John Boyd to do it, read it for you?
No.
Nice.
Anyways,
okay, audible.com
trial. Help us out. It's free. You get a free book. Cancel right if you want. You still keep the book.
Yeah, you can still keep the book.
They don't, for trial.
Yeah. So you guys are hooking us up if you guys do that. iTunes, Stitcher, rate us, share us. If you guys have any questions, hit us up on Twitter. You guys know Sadie. You guys can find him at
L_Sadie.
You guys can find my boy Adam at
Rim the fucking Beaner.
And you guys can find me at For the Villain. And I believe that's about it. Thanks a lot for listening, guys. And Sadie will join us.
Hey, sorry, guys. I wasn't funny today. I was sick.
He's sick, yeah, guys.
It's all right. He's funny looking, so it's all right.
Put you in the face.
So thanks for the love, guys. So that's it.
Hit us up on Renegade Radio Thursdays, 4 to 7.
4 and 7 p.m.?
P.m.
Pacific Standard Time, and then 7 and 10 East Coast Standard Time. All right, guys. Thanks again for listening. Peace out.
Thanks.